Raymond Turner, father of Alex, who lives with her mother in Blindbach near Bridgend. I want to speak to the newspapers. Speak to you. Take this to Alex. Tell her that I'm at PJ's place. Alex knows where PJ's is. And that will prove that I am who I say I am.
It's my dad's voice! It's him!
Cordova by Nigel Baldwin, with Alison Steadman as D.T. Mitchell.
We've got to go there!
Come on, Alex.
We've got to see him!
Don't get hysterical.
It's my dad! Oh, PJ is Peter Jameson, another writer who has a holiday home near Dad, an English friend of his. You think I'm crazy, don't you? You think I'm off my cake just because I see things. I'm not. It's my dad.
What's the point of someone blowing his boat up if he's not on it?
Well, maybe whoever did it didn't know.
Or maybe he did it himself.
What on earth for? The insurance?
Because he needed people to think he was dead.
Breathe. No gap between your in-breath and your out-breath. Continuous breathing.
Oh, Thomas, I can't concentrate on this. I'm all wound up.
Guilt?
Yeah.
You've got to get rid of that.
Charlene's going to my mother's.
Spain?
Yeah, near Madrid. And I should be taking her to Heathrow. Instead, I'm asking Jan to do it because I'm going to Solvac tonight to see a dead man who might not be dead.
Hence the tension.
I spent so little time with her.
And the nerves.
Apprehensive, yeah. What if Alex is conning us? She was so keen to go last night, there and then. No thought, no caution. As if she knows something we don't. Thomas, do you know anyone in the Celtic Animal Liberation Front?
Would I? That's an illegal organisation. Why?
They've been threatening me. At least I think they've been threatening me. If they were who they said they were. Oh, don't look at me like that, Thomas. It makes me feel alive. I've been so half dead for the past few years. Some people climb mountains. I do this kind of stuff.
How's the man?
Conrad? All right. Oh, I don't know. I sort of felt regenerated for a bit through all this carnal activity, but I feel like I'm holding back. I don't feel I'm ever going to get close to him like I am with you. And we never even played with each other's bits.
But we were alcoholics together.
I don't actually know what he thinks of me, apart from the fact that I'm paranoid.
I don't think you're paranoid. But I also don't think you should automatically assume that all these events are connected.
Huh.
And we've only got Alex's word that it's Turner's voice on tape.
Well, if it's not, who's pretending to be him and why? I suppose you'd prefer to be reporting a cricket match, wouldn't you? You innocent little sports reporter, you.
Remarks like that were part of her makeup. She probably thought she was being funny. But I'm not surprised she couldn't sustain a marriage.
Still, you have sexy brown eyes.
Sitting in her immaculate but small kitchen, her left arm dancing wildly across her sketchbook. Drawing made her relax and helped her think, she said. Could have fooled me. Even in this room, the walls were covered in paintings. Half were hers. My knowledge of art is limited to recognising the odd sunflower by Van Gogh, but she seemed to have style. The pictures had a sort of arrogance, a single-mindedness like she did. As we picked over this crossword puzzle of intrigue, every theory I posited was dismissed or sketched out of the frame.
I don't think the Celtic Animal Liberation faction would kill.
Why not? Stephen Davis worked in an establishment that was committed to vivisection.
Raymond Turner and Jenny Donaldson didn't.
They knew him.
Well, that's no reason to kill them, Conrad. Look, can't just about stretch to the odd hoax. They waste people's time, but they don't kill people.
They painted red swastikas all over the house Stephen and Jenny were living in, on your car. They threatened you.
Look, if Turner's not dead, he wants people to think he is.
Why?
Because someone is after him.
Why again?
If I knew that, Conrad, I'd probably be very good at crossword puzzles. His house was ransacked the day his boat was blown up, burgled, but the police didn't mention that to the press.
Duck. Someone's firing conspiracy theories.
Turner wanted people to think he was dead, okay? Jenny Donaldson is found hanged. Hanged. I can never get that right. She's found dead before she can give me some information about Turner, who she doesn't know. The inquest is a bit iffy. And the pathologist said she was pregnant. And the homeopath says she wasn't. Homeopath goes to the police, and the strong arm of the law says, thank you and good night, Rachel, the case is closed and the drawbridge is up. A month before Jenny died, and days before Turner's boat exploded, Stephen Davis, Jenny's boyfriend, who probably did not play snooker, but never mind, but who worked at Winton Abbey, which is an agricultural research establishment, is found dead at the bottom of a cliff. But there couldn't possibly be a conspiracy, could there?
And it could just be a coincidence, of course.
No such thing as coincidence. Sit still. I'm trying to draw your face. And the police, they don't seem to be interested in much, do they? I mean, they're convinced Turner killed himself. Though why he should blow himself up in a boat.
Turner's alive, according to Alex.
Let me finish. I'm talking things out. The police are adamant about suicide, and they didn't want to know Rachel. So if the police won't play, they must have orders from above somewhere, on high, which sort of makes it official. Oh, don't look at me like that. If people can cover up the murder of a pope, they can cover up something like this. Question is why? How would you describe your nose?
Big.
Romanesque. Stephen Davis and Turner were in some scheme together and Jenny Donaldson was privy to it.
Well, maybe Turner will tell us tonight.
As you said. If it is Turner.
Oh, come on, Dee. How many times have we got to listen to that?
Are you sure it's not someone imitating me?
Of course it isn't. I've known him all my life.
Look, there's a rugby coach.
Why don't we wait until we
Stephen
get there?
Stephen and your dad on rugby tours together. Your dad pals with a chairman who makes a tidy sum in the sex industry. Writes a bit for him. Did you know that?
Well, so what?
Very nice. Maybe that's irrelevant. He's a failed writer who needs the money.
He's not a failed writer.
He was boracic, in debt.
Give her a break, Dee.
He didn't mind writing that sort of stuff, and he didn't need to be in debt. He could earn a living if he wasn't so extravagant. The creative writing course paid him a regular income, even if it wasn't much.
What creative writing course?
Once a week at Swansea University.
Jesus!
What's the matter with you? You want to give me a heart attack?
Jenny Donaldson was on a creative writing course with the mysterious disappearing Richard at the university. And she said she didn't know your father.
That revelation might have been the dramatic highlight of the night, except we had come to Solvar, the village outside which Peter Jameson, writing friend and harbourer of Raymond Turner, had his holiday home. Me, driving carefully, even up empty lanes, inhabited only by hedges and nocturnal wildlife. Not wanting to draw attention to ourselves at 2 a.m, though the clandestine attitude was futile. Ahead of us was a glow, which on closer inspection turned out to be a house lit up like Mandalay, a house attended by red vehicles of the local fire brigade and blue flashing lights of the constabulary, a house standing alone, half a mile outside the village, called appropriately Solitude, home of Peter Jameson.
Please, God, no!
He phoned me up. His daughter authenticated the voice.
Alexandra Turner is cuckoo, my love.
Don't my love me.
Dee.
I'm sorry. I've had enough drama. The Grim Reaper seems to be following me around.
The constable is only trying to do his job.
Sergeant. Detective Sergeant. What would you prefer I call you? Madam? Mrs. Mitchell. Sorry, Ms. Maybe Your Majesty.
I've said I'm sorry.
Alex Turner, who has visited these parts on and off since her father came to live here, is known as somewhat of a young eccentric. Does dances adorned to various gods. Believes in druids and fairies and past lives. I know. I've interviewed her.
For what?
Soliciting.
She was on the game?
Not exactly. Don't think she actually managed to get a trick.
Quote. Interview, July 30th, 1989. I was trying to balance my karma. In a past life, I was a man who abused prostitutes. I might even have been Jack the Ripper. I now have to place myself in a position of a prostitute in order to experience what I have done. We gave her a cuff around the ear and sent her back to the old man. She's round a bloody twist. clinical history of loose nuts and bolts.
That doesn't mean she was lying about her father's voice on the tape.
This tape that has mysteriously disappeared.
It was in the car, but when we saw the fire, anyone could have taken it.
Oh, why should someone want to pinch a lousy old tape?
Well, maybe Alex has got it.
Well, that's convenient, because we can't ask her right now. She's heavily sedated in the local sanatorium.
Are you saying we've made all this up?
We are saying you might have been tricked by a fruitcake.
Don't you think it's rather strange that her father wasn't dead when everyone thought he was?
Come on, Jamie.
And then he turns up in a house of a friend outside Solvark, which burns down while he's in it.
If it's him.
We've told you. That'll be terrorists. Millware of the Rye.
Take some time to identify the body.
Who else is it going to be?
A tramp taking refuge for the night.
Oh, please.
This is Millware of the Rye. They burned down holiday homes. Lucky we got to it before it burned to the ground.
Not so lucky
to
Raymond Turner.
Soldiers of the Red Dragon in English, fanatical nationalists. We've seen it so many times, it's about as exciting as steel cake.
It was Turner. And he was hiding from someone. He was scared. Can't you see that?
Do you know what's really bothering me?
You should be back at the BBC reporting synchronised swimming in Swansea.
Only us three were supposed to know where he was.
Unless my phone is tapped.
And why should it be?
I don't know. Because someone knows I'm on this story.
And what happened to the tape?
Don't look at me. Look, that's the least of our worries. The point is, Turner fakes his suicide because he wanted someone to believe he was dead. Who and why?
You want some breakfast? It's been rather a long night.
How can you eat at a time like this?
Practice.
27! 27!
You all right?
Shouldn't I be?
Well, you look
tired.
I wondered if all these deaths would...
You seem to forget I lived in Central America for 2 years.
Yeah, and you never told me why.
Extended holiday. You know what is really intriguing? And it would have stopped you turning off the bedside light if you were reading a detective story.
Mm-hmm.
It's that Jenny knew Turner, having denied it, not only knew him, but was on his creative writing course.
You don't know it was his course.
Well, how many creative writing courses do you have at the same university?
Mm.
Her and that bloke Richard, who took me to her house the night she popped it, were both on that course. So this Richard knew Jenny and Turner.
And then he disappears. Because he's scared, or because he's involved?
Or both.
Mm.
How can you eat that muck? I thought you were a sensitive boy.
What's wrong with it?
Bovine spongiform encephalitis.
What? You bubble and squeak?
Where's Dee?
She's on the phone to your mother to tell her you're in hospital. It's Saturday, so I expect she'll come up tonight after the show. Alex, listen. Please listen carefully. The tape. Dee's answering machine tape. Did you take it?
The car?
No, it's not in the car. It's disappeared.
Why do I want to steal a tape?
Alex, be careful what you say to Dee.
Why?
I don't know. I may be totally wrong. Something strange has happened. Something about being in Nicaragua that bothers me.
Oh, nice of you to grace us with your presence.
Oh, come on, Geraint. I'm not in the mood.
You were asking about Winton Abbey, weren't you, the other day?
Yes, so what?
Nereus has a story.
Oh, good for Nereus.
They're closing down. Kildare International is ceasing operations in Wales.
Nearly 200 redundancies. There's no other bloody work around there, I tell you, Yanks.
I was there the other day. The press office never said anything about it.
Well, maybe they didn't know.
Of course they knew.
They've had all their investments withdrawn.
Geraint, have we ever run a story about Winton Abbey and the Celtic Animal Liberation Front?
A bunch of amateurs. They've demonstrated outside there now and again, but that's hardly news.
Unlike Mrs. Jones and her flower arranger.
Claimed they got in there once, but there's no chance. They're always claiming things they never do. Personally, I think they're a few sandwiches short of a picnic. I think if calf of any activists at all is one person who spends all his time on the phone.
Who funds Kildare International?
Oh, God knows. Various companies.
Who collectively have ruined the summer for 200 people and their families.
Sorry, does it upset you?
Once is enough. And of course it was Raymond.
The police said whoever it was, the fumes would have killed him. It would have been very quick.
Yes.
Do you need anything?
I have my faith, Miss Mitchell. It's very strong. I don't need anything else.
Yes, I said I wasn't religious, but I'm quite the opposite. I read the Bible, or prayer book most nights, but I had to give you a reason as to why I didn't go to his memorial. I could hardly say because I thought it was sacrilege to have a church service for someone who isn't dead, could I? At least he had style, though, eh? Can't be many men who've had the memorial service before they've died, can there?
I can't imagine it's easy to carry on working.
Well, we're a small company. You don't have understudies. I'm off. Everyone else is off, too, on these dressing room lights are terrible.
Do you know why?
I don't know anything, Miss Mitchell, and that's the way I wanted to stay.
You knew he had to stage his death.
Oh, no, I didn't. He got in touch after he'd done it. Typical of Raymond, selfish old bleeder, only made contact when he wanted something or was in trouble. He panicked, hadn't thought it through. You see, a dead man can't even go to the village to buy groceries, can he? I happened to tell him that you were sniffing around, and I imagine he got in touch with you because he couldn't think of anything else to do.
Alex thought...
Raymond had a girlfriend. He hadn't even told her. He was a pig with women. And don't tell Alex he had one. She was insanely jealous of his youthful prodigies.
She's
in
very...
a bit of a state, I know. I saw it Saturday night. What could I do, Miss Mitchell?
Alex has convinced her father was murdered.
I know.
So was another woman who was on his creative writing course, Jenny Donaldson, who you said you didn't know.
I don't.
Alex has had to cope with her father dying twice.
Well, I couldn't tell her. She wouldn't have been able to keep quiet. I used to joke about her being barking mad, and I wouldn't be surprised if this sent her completely to Lally. And the shrinks have never been able to do anything.
Shrinks?
Dark side of the moon, lovey. She was in a mental institution for a year when she was 16, and Raymond and I decided to go our separate ways. Insecure, you see. Children of theatricals. Artists. Many of them highly strung. Can't take the life, you see. Quite honestly, I didn't want them. But when the loins are on fire... Don't get me wrong. I love my daughter.
Did you know his house was burgled the day his boat went up?
Well, there's the thing.
But didn't you ever wonder why he staged his death?
I deliberately didn't wonder, Miss Mitchell.
His books were pretty successful. How come he was broke?
Correction, his early books were successful. Hadn't written anything that sold for yonks. That was why he taught. And he was extravagant. Wine, women, and God knows what else. Actually, for someone who specialised in corruption and conspiracy, he was a first-class shit. And anyone's sensitivities to get what he wanted. God knows why Alex looked up to him. Yes, he often talked about scuppering the boat to get the insurance money. It was dead easy to stage. He just phoned the Coast Guard from the land. The Coast Guard testified he'd got the message, and everyone assumed the rest.
Did your husband ever have anything to do with the Celtic Animal Liberation Faction?
I shouldn't think so, my dear. He was a carnivore. Why?
A friend of his, Stephen Davis...
Oh, him with the billiards.
...had his house daubed with red paint by calf.
Oh, Christ, I'll make the traffic. Hello, Tina. Have a good weekend.
Beth, D. Mitchell, Beth and Williams.
Hello.
Hello. I think I know you by proxy.
Sorry?
My husband, Ian Griffiths. You're staying with him, I gather. His new romance.
We met at the St. David's Day Gala.
Yes, I know. Where all the celebrities of Wales gather together to rub shoulders in mutual admiration.
Charity.
Of course.
You must be that dear.
It won't last. He's going to Argentina. Teach rugby in a school. Mucho dinero.
I've heard a lot about you.
All bad, I hope.
Where's my sodding costume?
Oh, wardrobe, darling. Never bring things back after they've washed.
The smell of the crowd, the roar of the grease paint, eh?
Maybe you should come to see the show. Yayan's coming Friday night.
Do me a favour, could you? Tell Yayan I'm coming over tomorrow afternoon to pick his brains. And it's okay. I don't mind if you're there.
Babs, my costume's not in the dressing room.
I'm sorry, I don't suppose that was very nice. I'm sure she's... I'm working on it. I go to see somebody who's helping me change, grow. Something like that.
Yes. Well, come to the show. Friday's quite good. Raymond's students are coming, and I'm giving a talk to them beforehand, and I shall do it despite Sounds a bit ghoulish, but... I shall need someone to get as pissed as a pudding with afterwards.
No excuses. Well, yes, I'd love to.
Your tape, I believe. And if you wouldn't mind, I have to prepare.
You took the tape.
I had to have proof that it was Turner's voice.
That's no proof. Mummy could be lying as well.
I like this market. Not the only thing in Swansea I do like. He's going to the Christian bookshop to discover how he did that trick with the loaves and the fishes. Then nip across to the fish stall opposite to practice on a couple.
Dee.
What?
Stop avoiding the issue. You've got to take the tape to the police.
Look, I'm not over happy about the police. You saw how reluctant they were to buy the theory that Turner was alive. Talking of fish, there's something going on that's vaguely fishy. If we'd given the tape to them, it might mysteriously have disappeared.
You are cracked, you know that. No wonder you need a therapist.
Stop nagging. We share a bed occasionally. We're not husband and wife. Look, comrade, Turner was in hiding instead of going to the police. He didn't trust them. Why should I?
Something's been bothering me.
Again? You'll get brain fag. Better have some cod. That's supposed to be good for it, isn't it?
You said your phone could be tapped. That's how they'd know where Turner was. But he only said PJs. We had to go to Alex to find out where or what PJs was. How would someone else find out?
I don't know. Maybe we were followed. Or maybe Raymond Turner was phoning up everybody and putting his story out to tender. How do you expect me to have all the bloody answers?
All I'm asking is what's going on.
I don't know what's going on. That's what I'm trying to find out. That's why I've come to ask you.
I feel as if I'm in the way.
Have you got some objection to Beth staying here?
Of course not. It's your house, Yian. I have no claims on it.
You might ask if Charlene got off all right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to.
Yes, she did, thank you. Your mother said she picked it up from Madrid. If you ever went home, you might get a message to that effect on your answering machine.
All right, Yian.
Do you want me to go? Give you some time together.
No,
it's hardly personal.
Right.
She's obsessed with our rugby tours to France.
I'm just trying to find something out, Yian.
The Miss Marple of Northwest Swansea.
I'll make some tea.
Look, it's okay. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. It's just my manner. Actually, underneath the surface, I'm very lovable.
Sure, I believe you.
I don't know why you keep going on about our tours.
Look, you don't know how important this is to me, Yian. Turner and Stephen Davis were mates. Somewhere along the line, they were doing something together.
The rugby is a standard Easter jamboree in France, Dee.
Wine, women and song.
Not much of the second. Well, except for maybe Stephen. Some of the lads reckon he had a bit on the side.
A bit on the side?
Sorry, girlfriend.
Why do the lads reckon he had a bit on the side?
Well, he rarely came to matches.
What?
In the whole fortnight, we'd only see him a couple of times or so. He went over as a supporter, but he hardly watched a game. It became a running joke. Been doing it 3 years on the trot. And he never let on where he was going.
Well, maybe he just liked to see France.
He certainly did. Well, Karen, anyway. He went to the lot. Not just the tours.
Did Jenny, his girlfriend, ever go with him?
Not as far as I know. Odd, that. I mean, he went so often, you'd think she'd be suspicious.
Turner shared a room with him on the tours.
We all shared. Accommodation in Canong is limited. They were close. They both lived around Solvach. Stephen was an admirer of Turner. And God knows why. I thought he was pretty unlikable.
So wouldn't Turner know where Stephen was going?
I don't know. He mentioned that half the time Stephen didn't sleep there. Last tour, Turner disappeared for a bit as well. We thought maybe Stephen had got someone for him. Or more likely that they were fighting over somebody. They had been good friends, but by the end of the tour and the journey home, they were hating each other.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you kindly take your...
Why didn't you tell her this before?
In 1 minute.
I didn't see it as significant.
Maybe he did have a bit and Turner wanted it.
We are talking about a woman, I presume, Conrad. If indeed there was one.
Maybe he had a girlfriend and Turner stole said girlfriend.
Oh, come on. He'd been going over there for 3 years, not just on tour. And don't you think Jenny, as Yian pointed out, would have been suspicious if she didn't know why he was going?
Maybe he was just a good liar.
And wouldn't the French connection be a bit jealous of the girlfriend back home after 3 years?
Well, she might have been married. She just liked affairs. You know what the French are like.
What a lovely bigoted attitude to take into the European community of the 1990s. It's too bad.
We'd better go in.
Turner, Jenny and Stephen were up to something together and now they're all dead. What's the common denominator? Creative writing, university, Winton Abbey, Carth. Richard, the guy who disappeared the night I found Jenny. Barry Jones, pornographer and chairman of the rugby club to which our travellers to France belonged. Ah!
Ladies and gentlemen, will you
come? Yeah, we heard you the first time.
The performance is about to begin.
You're lying! You're lying! He was a fine man! He was a great man and a fine reporter!
He was a liar! Why can't you see that? Don't believe all those yellow cuttings you've still got in your trunk in the attic. Your father was a liar, Caris. A cheat.
No! He died in Algeria reporting for his paper!
And a charlatan. He betrayed his friends to get what he wanted. He was an addict like you. Not on drugs, no, on adventure and irresponsibility. He didn't have to be assigned to Algeria. He went because he couldn't live with the consequences of a pregnant girlfriend. He couldn't live with any consequences. He leaves a pregnant girlfriend in the local pub, and I am the laughing stock of the village. He never thought of anyone but himself.
You just can't take the fact that he was famous and
you knew. See your father as a hero, but he was nothing but a philanderer. He was a no one. Goodbye. I can't help you. I won't help you. A junkie.
The dressing room. This disappointing in the last scene.
You were very good.
I got rather emotional giving that talk to Raymond's students before the show. I think they liked it. That's them over there. Of course, I didn't tell them, you know, what about the second demise, as it were.
Sorry?
Bloody decent of the management to keep the bar open after the show, what? And did our intrepid reporter enjoy the show, eh? Haven't had a review on your rag yet. Hope you're not doing it. Is she deaf?
Dee?
Dee, Tina said, what do you think of the play?
What's the matter?
I'm sorry, what?
What is it?
That man in the light green jacket standing at the bar.
Sorry?
Bloke at the bar. Light green jacket, black hair.
Oh, that's Richard, lovely boy. He was in Raymond's course. He's a lifeguard of the local leisure centre where I go for my pre-show swim.
He must be hard out. He's only got about a 24-inch chest.
Oh, that's dyed, his hair, that is, and his eyebrows. Used to be ginger. He said it made him look more swarthy. But he doesn't go with his skin. I suppose at that age you're still playing.
Dyed his hair and shaved his beard.
Yes, yeah. Do you know him?
A so-called friend of Jenny Donald's. He must have the answers to half my questions. Don't look, Conrad. Turn away. You'll scare him off. None of you look. Don't catch his eyes. Move in front of me so he can't see me.
But by then, the boy, for he was barely a man, had glimpsed her profile in that crowded theatre bar, and his pink face was suddenly grey as he recognised her. Panicking, he deposited his drink and pushed his way to the exit.
Jesus, don't lose him!
Dee!
For pity's sake, don't lose him!
Dee! Dee!
In episode 4 of Cordoba by Nigel Baldwin, Alison Steadman was Dee and Bill Stewart, Conrad. Robin Griffith was Geraint, Leslie Rooney, Alex, and Robert Pugh, Yeyan. Gudrun Ewer played Tina, Tony Leader, Turner, and the detective was Gary Llewellyn. Alan Towner was Thomas and Sue Jones-Davis, Bethan. Original music was by Laurie Scott-Baker. Cordoba is directed in Wales by Jane Dauncey.